Authorities and Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine have completed a prisoner swap. It wasn't clear how many prisoners had been returned to the separatists. This marks the second major prisoner exchange involving Ukrainians caught up in the conflict in four months. Five people were stabbed at the home of a Hasidic rabbi in New York State. David Doyle reports.
An attacker stabbed five people late on Saturday at a Hasidic rabbi's home in New York State, a Jewish organization said, in a rampage that comes after days of increased tension over anti-Semitic assaults. The Orthodox Jewish Public Affairs Council said all five victims were taken to hospital after the incident in Muncie, Rockland County. Two were said to be in a critical condition, with one of them stabbed at least six times. Police said the assailant fled the scene, but is now in custody. New York City's police department said on Friday it was stepping up patrols in heavily Jewish neighborhoods following a spate of anti-Semitic attacks.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. A fresh Taliban attack in Afghanistan has killed 17 pro-government forces, even as the insurgent group is reported to be mulling over a brief ceasefire to try to seal a foreign troop withdrawal deal with the United States. The overnight deadly insurgent attack targeted a security outpost in northeastern Takhar province. An official in Yemen says a ballistic missile attack ripped through a military parade, killing at least six troops and three children. More than 20 people, including civilians, were wounded in the blast. Voters are casting their ballots in Guinea-Bissau. Sunday, two former prime ministers are vying for the presidency in a runoff election Sunday after the incumbent failed to reach the second round in the West African country. For more news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Turkish military cargo plane landed in the Somali capital on Sunday to evacuate badly wounded people in a